Nation said the disease might have infected 10% of the global population. It's a controversial statement. It would mean that 770 million people on the planet had contracted the disease. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University have tallied 35 million infections worldwide. But the United Nations says that's probably an enormous undercount. And one ongoing challenge in diagnosing coronavirus is that an estimated 40% of people who catch it have no symptoms. So many may never know if they've had it or get tested for it. COVID-19 is not spread evenly around the world. We've reported on how there were fewer cases and deaths on the continent of Africa than researchers had expected. And while some countries, like New Zealand, are lifting restrictions after saying coronavirus is under control, others are shutting down businesses and locking things down again because case numbers are going in the wrong direction. France reported almost 17,000 positive tests on Saturday. That was a new one-day record there, and officials were considering putting Paris on lockdown. Germany and Italy recently recorded their biggest one-day spikes in positive tests since April, and the United Kingdom and Poland are also seeing their numbers increase. It's creating major challenges for world leaders. They're trying to find ways to keep people from spreading COVID-19 while also allowing them to have some sense of normalcy. Lockdowns can also be damaging to local and national economies. In the United States, U.S. President Donald Trump left the hospital yesterday. He returned to the White House after being treated for coronavirus at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. On the other side of the country, California has seen the highest number of coronavirus cases. More than 834,000 have been recorded there. But New York has had the most deaths blamed on the disease, and certain parts of New York City are facing lockdowns once again.